Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in the US. Supporters of Israel have been attacking a peaceful Palestine solidarity sit-in at the University of California in Los Angeles. They wave flags in support of Israel while beating student demonstrators with sticks at the encampment. This is the latest escalation in 2 weeks of demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza that have spread to universities across the country. Well, earlier in New York, police there raided a building at Columbia University occupied by students protesting in solidarity with Palestinians. There were chaotic scenes when officers entered Hamilton Hall, where some students had barricaded themselves hours earlier. Dozens of protesters were arrested. Meanwhile, in Florida, police there used tear gas to break up a demonstration at a school in Tampa. Authorities raided an encampment at the University of South Florida, arresting several students. It comes after similar arrests at other universities across the state. We go to the UK now, where campaigners have been protesting at the Department for Business and Trade in London, calling on the government to halt arms supplies to Israel. Similar actions are taking place in Glasgow and South Wales, outside factories manufacturing the weapons. Trade unions are accusing the UK of being complicit in the genocide in Gaza. South Africans have linked International Workers' Day commemorations to a march in solidarity with Palestinians. Hundreds have joined trade unionists in Cape Town to call for an end to the war in Gaza. They're also calling for solidarity with Palestinian workers. President Cyril Ramaphosa has joined the rally ahead of a speech he will be giving for the upcoming elections. Police in Turkey have detained dozens of protesters in Istanbul, dispersing crowds with pepper spray and tear gas as they mark International Workers' Day as well. Turkish authorities have banned rallies at the city's main square since demonstrations in 2013 against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government. Opposition Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu says his party will keep fighting until the square is free. Colombia is facing a major security breach after hundreds of thousands of pieces of ammunition went missing. President Gustavo Petro says bullets, grenades and anti-tank missiles vanished from two military bases and might now be in the hands of rebels. The incident is raising concerns about a possible criminal network within the Colombian military.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine the political standoff in Georgia over a bill that seeks to regulate foreign influence. There are fears the crisis will derail Georgia's bid to join the European Union. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.